Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. The President and Chief Executive Officer of ACA Financial Guarantee Corporation, Raymond Brooks Jr., addressed the Independence County Quorum Court at its meeting last night concerning the hydro project. Prior to the meeting, Brooks had sent a letter concerning the project to County Judge Bill Hicks. He said on May 1, 2008, the county defaulted on payments for bonds that had been issued in 2005. According to the letter, ACA, the bond insurer, paid a claim of more than $600,000 to the holder of the bonds. In turn, ACA wants to appoint Luna Energy, a new company, to take over operation and maintenance of the project. TransTech does the maintenance now, and they want to recover their debt. If the hydroelectric project continues on its schedule as is, ACA says it projects it will accrue $8 million in more debt, whereas under its plan of installing Luna Energy to operate the plant, ACA projects the county could achieve up to $4 million in benefit payments. Brooks asked for the county's cooperation in the move, but said ACA intends to move forward with its remediation plan even in the absence of the county's support. His proposal to make the move had two major proponents: that the county agree to a new operating management contract, and that the contract contained a separate performance agreement for the operator of the project. The court agreed to the contract but gave County Judge Bill Hicks the power to make changes to the contract to adhere to IRS laws. A Strawberry man lost his life Monday in a two-vehicle accident on Highway 25 or what is known as Watson Road in Independence County. State Trooper Jeremy Page, in his preliminary report, said the deceased, 52-year-old Calvin G. Ritchie of Strawberry, was the driver of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle traveling east on Highway 25. Trooper Page said the other vehicle involved was a Chrysler LeBaron driven by Danny Day of Deshea and traveling west on 25. There were two passengers in the Day vehicle, Scott and Charlotte Freeman of Cave City. Neither Day nor his passengers were injured. Trooper Page did not say in his report how the accident occurred. And a 14-year-old Izzard County male juvenile has been arrested on rape charges. He's accused of raping an 8-year-old girl. Sheriff Tate Lawrence says the juvenile is being held in the White River Detention Center in Batesville, where he awaits a court appearance. And a Willerford, Arkansas man was killed Monday in a one-vehicle accident on Highway 62 in Fulton County, just east of Jepp. State Police Trooper Cody Williams says a Nissan Sentra driven by 74-year-old Carol S. Norton of Willerford was traveling east on U.S. 62 trying to negotiate a curve when her vehicle went off the roadway, traveled down an embankment, and struck a tree. Killed in the crash was a passenger in the vehicle, 77-year-old Donald J. Norton of Willerford. And that brings you up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B. Make it a great day.